Technicality by Say Nevermore, read by Jax Longcoat, a Mechanisms fanfic. Author's tags, body horror. That's it, that's all I have, that's all there is to this fic. Blood and gore, temporary character death, as you'd expect from the lore. No beta, we die like immortal space pirates. Summary, in which Marius and Raffaella conduct an experiment.
Hey Doc, have you seen- Oh, what the fuck is this again?
Marius only raises his head to give Johnny an unimpressed look from the other side of the medical bay. Don't be rude, he says. It's Raffaella. Johnny sighs, draws his gun, and pulls the trigger without even trying to aim. The bullet enters Marius's skull and projects blood and bone shards in a clean cone on the other side, coating the wall. The body falls on the ground, taking the stool with it in a metallic clink. The thing on the surgical chair emits a vaguely throaty vibration. For some reason that Johnny isn't even going to try understanding, this attempt at communication causes a fit of wet coughing, which shakes its entire form in several different directions. Small pink ventricles, scattered all across the surface, contract in unison, weakly pushing air through a series of plastic tubes connected to the exposed bronchial tubes. A bit of mucus escapes the open throat in drops of spit. One eye is, Johnny realizes, looking at him. An eye attached to the extremity of a ring finger, resting on the armrest. A red wire, plugged into the soft white tissue, wraps loosely around the hand before burrowing into the flesh of the wrist through a clean square opening in the skin. Johnny finds it re-emerging where the shoulder should be, instead a mess of something that looks like someone took a liver through a meat grinder, and connecting to the actual optical nerve hanging from the empty eye socket. The eye is a familiar icy blue.
Wait. Well, fuck you too, Marius groans, pushing himself back on his feet and replacing his monogoggle properly on his face.
A bit of wrung lead falls from his forehead onto the ground. The top of his head is still covered in gore, but his skull is intact again, if not for the part of it where the hair is currently growing back. Johnny shrugs. There is a possibility that, somehow, Marius was not responsible for the example of unholy medical malpractice currently sitting between them, and did not deserve to have his brains temporarily blown off, but Johnny is going to go ahead and decide that his tone was pedantic enough to warrant this reaction. Also, how was he supposed to know Marius wasn't lying? The writhing mass of flesh tissue and glistening exposed organs dumped on the surgical chair is, now that Johnny thinks about it, indeed slumped over a pair of metallic wings whose extremities peek out on the side. 2 feet dangle at the bottom of the chair, still wearing brown leather boots, and, at the other extremity, a long tail of blonde hair hangs from the top of an open skull. But that's as much as Johnny can make out. Everything else about Raffaella looks like someone was trying to play Rubik's Cube with a corpse. Whose idea was it? He asks, instead of any other question, because at this point, why bother with the why and how?
Hers, Marius says. We're testing the extent of the mechanism.
And that requires turning her into a teriyaki because...
The mechanisms bring us back to our natural shape when we die, but we usually die with all our bits scattered. It's rebuilding us, mostly, basing itself on what we last looked like, give or take. It also keeps us from aging, it repairs some lethal injuries before they can kill us, and we know it fights infections. But all of this is still related to degeneration or loss of physical matter.
Get to the point, Doc.
Well, there's no loss of matter here. So far, the mechanism seems to believe that physical integrity has not been altered to the point of requiring its intervention. We're trying to see how far we can push it.
You're trying. She's just lying there waiting for all of her insides to have replaced her outsides and vice versa.
She hasn't voiced any complaints.
Her lungs are in 6 different pieces. In reaction, Johnny gets another gurgling moan, and then a hand connected to, well, to the arm, but through 20 centimeters of synthetic veins, nerves, and extra muscles, raises a thumbs up in his direction. Marius raises an eyebrow as if to say, "See?" Somehow, that just does it. The stench of blood, the intestines hanging out, the general nastiness he can take, but that hand moving as if nothing of that mattered, that is the thing that is going to make him throw up.
Okay, you know what? Just call me when you've put her back up in one piece.
Aurora sent a bunch of readings about life forms from the planet we're nearing, and I need her to translate them for me.
Preferably, you know, before I get bored and decide to violate the Prime Directive, but it's really whatever. Wouldn't want to keep you away from your precious pet project. The Prime Directive doesn't cover genocide, Johnny. You're thinking of the Geneva Convention. Whatever, Marius. He turns on his heels, fast, but not fast enough to justify the sudden loss of balance that immediately follows. That, he discovers once the back of his head has hit the surgical chair, is because he has just walked on the bullet he shot Marius with, still rolling around on the floor of the lab. The blood he is now covered with is because, while falling, he instinctively grabbed one of Raffaella's hanging blood vessels. Behind him, Marius lets out a string of swears, the kind only he and Tim have assimilated as a natural reaction to mundane annoyances.
"Yeah, I'm fine, thank you for asking," Johnny growls, standing back up, vainly trying to swipe the blood off his clothes.
On the surgical chair, Raffaella gurgles a few times, and her heart, beating hard and fast just outside of her ribcage, starts pumping so wildly to compensate for the blood loss that it just projects more on Johnny's boots. On the other side of the chair, Marius sighs and, instead of trying to contain the damage, pulls out a pen and starts taking notes. It takes, Johnny would say, about 10 seconds before the heart stops beating altogether. After that, he looks, stunned and vaguely intrigued, as bits of Raffaella's body start withering and greening in record time, some falling on the sides as they rot. Then, Raffaella's wings stretch, getting a satisfying pop from a spine connected to nothing else, and the wreckage of half-decomposed flesh starts to writhe and shine again, as new tissue grows from what remained attached to the mechanism. Johnny goes out to change clothes, grabs a cup of that shitty coffee Ivy bought at their last stop but refuses to drink herself, mixes enough whiskey into it to euthanize a horse, and comes back to watch the show. Takes 4 entire hours for Raffaella to be completely remade. Not quite your best performance, Marius notes, and then he bends down to grab Raffaella's boots and remove them off the rotting feet still wearing them. Raffaella sits up and stretches with a grimace. How about next time we use that anesthetic we found in that lab on New Constantinople? Sitting in that thing for so long really isn't nice on the back.